Hey, Los Angeles. Are you looking for unique 4th of July plans for you and your friends or family? LA's greatest rivalry returns to Rose Bowl Stadium for a July 4th edition of the El Tráfico soccer matchup as the LA Galaxy return to their original home to defend their turf against LAFC. Last year, a record crowd of over 82,000 fans were on hand to witness the Galaxy victory. That's July 4th at Rose Bowl Stadium. Guaranteed fireworks both on and off the field and a celebration for all of LA. LA Galaxy versus LAFC, the Rose Bowl edition. Tickets at lagalaxy.com/tickets.
Welcome back to Now. No opportunity wasted. I'm your host, Angelica Ross. Today is April 15th, 2024, and you would think that we would have figured a lot of things out by now. But nope, we are still fighting for abortion rights, something that, you know, we thought Roe versus Wade handled a long time ago. Unfortunately, our government didn't codify that. So here we are fighting for abortion rights and one of the most aggressive anti-abortion laws in Alabama. Also, you know, it's a day that ends in Y, so there's someone trying to prevent trans people from living our best lives and from playing sports. All I'm going to say on this is this. Y'all can't have it both ways. You can't oppress trans people and not think that that boomerang ain't going to come right back at you. So either it's all of us or none of us. Now is the time. No opportunity wasted. We must find a way to activate, to do activism. I posted something on my Instagram that showed that there are so many ways to do activism. Tabitha Gonzalez, thank you for posting that infographic that talked about you can get in the streets, you can protest, you can donate to organizations that work directly on the ground with these causes. You can also educate and use your platforms to educate each other on all of these issues, including the genocide that's happening in the Congo, Sudan, and in Gaza. We have to stand together or else this is not going to work, y'all. It's not going to work. So let's kick things off with a word from Buddhism Day by Day, Daisaku Ikeda's Wisdom for Modern Life. It says, quote, "Life and death are one, and the entity of our existence is eternal, persisting throughout past, present, and future. The setting sun, radiant with joy, gives proof of its undiminished power and at the same time offers a promise of a bright tomorrow, bringing our lives to a wonderful, satisfying close, guarantees us the path to happiness throughout eternity." A friend of mine actually text messaged me that I had introduced into Buddhism, and he said that his tia, his aunt, is I think terminally ill and battling, and wanted to know how he could use this practice. And this is exactly how. It's by understanding that what we want to do, and what I was telling him, is to basically chant that she has the best experience possible right now, that she has the best doctors, that they are giving her all the attention that she needs, that she's surrounded by all the love that she needs. And I told him to also make sure that you are whatever she needs. You become the person and whatever she needs in that moment, and leave the rest up to the universe, because life is eternal. This is just one chapter of a long, long, long ongoing story. Now, today's conversation is with the executive director of a nonprofit that I founded, TransTech Social Enterprises. We recently had our TransTech Summit on the TransTech Day, the Trans Day of Visibility on March 31st, which happened to have landed on Easter, and the conservative went nuts. Tyrese had a meltdown, all because they don't understand. Listen, my birthday is November 28th. I'm a Sagittarius. My birthday, I'm pretty sure I was born on Thanksgiving, but my birthday does not always land on Thanksgiving. As much as I know I'm a blessing and something to be grateful for, I'm not in competition with Thanksgiving. And anyway, it's a genocide holiday anyway, so I'm not trying to be in competition with Thanksgiving. I celebrate it for my own reasons. But point made is get over yourselves. Y'all need to get educated and stop wanting to be adversaries just because. Stop looking for something to argue about. Now, let's get into my conversation and talk about the TransTech Summit with EC Pizarro III.
Well, hello, everyone. I haven't been here. Since last year? I think I was there last year. It's been a year since I've seen you all. Welcome back to the TransTech Summit, and welcome to Now. No Opportunity Wasted. We are doing a crossover moment right now with the Now podcast, my new podcast. If you're not following, make sure you go to every podcast platform and subscribe. Go over to youtube.com/@MissRoss and subscribe so you can watch the videos there as well. But today is a really special day. It is March 31st, and March 31st just happened to land on Easter Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. But it is also Trans Day of Visibility, and it doesn't happen often. It's the luck of the draw that we actually get to land on Easter Sunday. So thank you, Jesus, for this moment. And we are going to have an amazing conversation with an amazing community leader, somebody that I have placed my faith and my trust in taking over the reins and taking TransTech into the future as our executive director. So let me just introduce him and bring him right on in so we could just gonna have this conversation. He's already here. You can see him on the video, but on the edit that people are gonna watch, you might not see him right away. So please welcome my friend, my colleague, my road dog for taking over everything. Please welcome EC Pizarro III.
What's going on? Thank you for having me, Angelica. What's up, TransTech? I told you she was coming.
Listen, I was like sneaking into workshops. You know, I was in a couple workshops on Friday, or I think it was even Thursday too. So you know, I got a chance to kind of pop in, and literally every year I get so emotional. It just to see the growth that has happened in the community, but then to also see how people are responding to what we're providing for them. I don't know how many times, like, you guys have something going on over there and somebody didn't want a computer or an iPad or something, you know? And I love it that people will tag me and they'll be like, you know, I was just at your organization, TransTech Summit, and I got this thing. You know, I'm glad that you founded this thing, and great. You know, and it's just wonderful that for me, that people don't forget, you know, that, you know, 10 years ago, I decided to, you know, found this organization off of nothing, basically risk everything that I had to build the organization. But it has taken us 10 years to fully get that support. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight. But I'll tell you this. Once EC Pizarro came onto the scene, a lot of stuff started popping for a second. So we are going to get into that. So EC, I want to first ask you, how has it been preparing for this year's summit? And what are some of the like exciting things that people were experiencing this weekend?
Yeah, so I shared with the TransTech Summit attendees earlier that this year's summit planning for was a little bit different because I was going through a loss, grieving my grandmother.
Yes.
And before she passed away, she told me the one thing she wanted me to do was keep going. She told me that she was proud of everything that I was doing and that what I was doing meant more to her than I would ever know. So for me, I poured everything that I could, all of my energy into this year's summit. And because we were able to get multiple people, like you said, it took 10 years for the buy-in. This year, we're able to feed people. People got Uber Eats and DoorDash codes every day.
Listen, let me tell you something. I use that Uber Eats code too. Yes, when I saw that Uber Eats code came through, I was like, what? I was like, TransTech has been paying for meals and $75 credit. I was like, that was a We love things like that.
Listen, so that's something that I really worked hard with Highlander Center on, how we can elevate the experience and really give a holistic experience, because we are virtual. And the reality is that trans tech social is global. We got people from Morocco, Paris, UK, the Caribbean islands. So a way to really bring us together. So that's one of the new things this year. Also, we upped the prizes. So the prizes with the game this year, we have an iPad with a case for the number one prize person. And then we have a 3D printer for second place.
I was about to say that when I heard you say the second place prize was a 3D printer, I was like, well, what's wrong? I mean, these are both great prizes.
Listen, we only did first and second that way on monetary value. So the most expensive prize was the first place. And then third place will get a $100 gift card. So we're really encouraging summit attendees to engage in the app, because that's what helps us get more support for this summit, is they see how much y'all are
seeing. Yes.
So those are
some of the things. I think it's really important that, as I was earlier today, right before this, I was at in front of the Capitol, speaking with NCTE and talking about, transforming the vote, and, just saying a similar thing about how important it is, like extremely important for us to be able to understand that our data is power, because a lot of organizations are using our data to get access to funding. So when we understand that we can communicate the case of numbers, how many people are using things and the things that we're providing, the more we can get more support for those things. What has our membership growth looked like just in the past year?
So in the past year, we ended the last summit around like 4,000 members. Want to say we're at over 6,500 at this point across 50 countries. So we have grown a lot over the last year. We have grown, I want to say we've gotten at least 3,000 members just in this year alone, within the last calendar year. So we have grown tremendously. I want to say we were like at 1,800 when I took over. So a lot of members, but that also shows that people are looking for a community that is led by the community to provide those types of resources. It proves that trans tech, and what they told you 10 years ago, Angelica, that trans people weren't in tech, couldn't get tech. There's a bunch of people that are in tech, get tech, and want to get tech. So,
I had somebody literally come to me today and was like asking me. It was so sweet because she was asking me about trans tech, and she was like, I need to get in. I need to learn more about tech. She was like, how can I find out more? So, I was giving her the website and telling her the application stuff. And then she asked me, she was like, so, how does it work with, pain or, the car? I said, because I thought she at first that she was saying, I thought she was asking if we pay, like if it was a job or something like that. Cause I was like, no, we definitely, we help people get ready for jobs and different things like that. And maybe we might be working on some things to help connecting people to more opportunities. But right now, we're not like a job. We don't hire. That's not, we're not usually hiring people for those things, but that's not what she was saying. What she was saying was asking me in essence, how much do I have to pay? To access trans tech. I was like, oh, no, baby. No, we've always been free. All of our services have never cost the community a dime. And that's one of the things that I have been most proud of, is that we have been offering some amazing mentorship services, group classes, certifications, all kind of things for free. So can you kind of give folks a little bit of rundown with what are some of our current things? Because I know Masterclass, they came up and gave us a little LinkedIn, So tell the people what are some of the partnerships, programs, collaborations that we're doing right now?
Yeah.
And that we have done, I guess, for the past year.
Yeah, no problem. So we do have, y'all have heard about our program Grow, Gaining Real Opportunities at Will. That's how you get access to our Google certifications through Career Circle. We have a partnership through them. We're about to actually, we have 35 certifications next for this next cohort. And I want to say we have about 35 applications. So those applications, as long as they're based in the United States, they will get approved for that next round of certifications with Career Circle. We also have certifications through Linux Foundation, cybersecurity, system administration. I announced at the summit that we have a partnership with Medium.com, where if our members go to Medium.com/discount, all caps, Trans Tech 2024, they get a free annual membership of Medium.
Wow.
Everything that we give out to our community, we give it out for free. We give it out for free because it's all about removing the barriers. That's the one thing that I've learned just being in tech is that there's an access barrier. Yeah. And people think because of that access barrier to get in a boot camp, to get a certification, that we can't. I can't expect anyone who's worrying about how they're going to eat and keep a roof on their heads to think about investing anywhere from $500 to $1,000 in a certification that's going to take you 6 months, and it may take you 9 to 12 to get that job with that certification. TransTech can take that load off from you, where you don't have to make that decision. We make that investment in you, and you make the investment in yourself. So
that's amazing. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, with the work that we have been doing for about a decade now, you know, I think one of our best assets and sort of impact on the community has been a consistent presence. Because I think that with community, sometimes, especially community organizations and things like that, that we know that have not priorly been led by trans folks, we've had to build trust and build back up community trust to know that even though we're not offering you a bus card and a slice of pizza, you know what I'm saying? Like some of these folks do to just get the metric and not give you anything else. We're giving you much, much more, and we're not putting it on a, we recognize that there are challenges. What I love so much about even like our own learning library is the fact that we are making training and things accessible in a way of not just pulling the elitism out of it, but making it so that you can press play and press pause when you need to press pause on things. Stuff is getting a little wild right now, or I'm busy, or I got to go check out this. I ain't got the. Listen, we're not shaming anybody about what your journey is. We're just saying press play again when you're ready. And I think that has been so important for the community. And now after a while, one of the things I want you to talk about is the challenge that you and I have had transitioning the organization in a way where people realize that if they want Angelica Ross, they have to contact Angelica Ross's team. But if you truly have the heart to help and want to support the trans tech community, then the trans tech community is there to support. But there were so many times that I think we had to deal with both on an organizational side and sometimes on a community side where people were kind of conflating the access.
Yeah, we've dealt with this the whole time of people coming and they think they can email info@transtechsocial.org and say, hey, I emailed Angelica, didn't hear anything, so I'm reaching out to you. And it's like, well, you probably didn't include a budget. You probably didn't include all these things. That don't have nothing to do with me. Here's the email. But if you want to work with Trans Tech, here's the information with Trans Tech. And also, we've had people that have genuinely wanted to work with both of us.
Absolutely, which has been amazing. Like Chase. Yeah. Like JP Morgan Chase. Like, they were very clear. They were like, no, we want to support your organization, and we want you, Angelica Ross, to come for Women's Leadership Day in New York. You know, there were, and there were actually multiple engagements that I've been having with Chase. For me, that is the difference between when we work with companies that want to get bonus points or cool points for dealing with trans people or trans organization on a one-off situation versus someone who's saying, no, I want to create multiple engagements and create a pipeline. Can you talk about, like, with our relationships with Career Circle, with Google, with the Linux Foundation, about how we are creating a pipeline?
Yes. So with Career Circle, we're definitely creating a pipeline because you get connected with recruiters at Career Circle. So we're giving you, we're starting you off with Grow. So we're identifying those transferable life skills for you to get you into tech. We're helping you with your resume. We're doing mock interviews. We have recruiters come into Grow to look at your resume before you even start the certification. Then you start your certification. Once you're finished, you have a recruiter look at your resume again because now you have a certification. So there are certain things that you can add that make you a more appealing candidate for these hires. And, you know, sky is the limit from there. And I will say that our partners at Career Circle, they genuinely want our community, their whole
thing
is underrepresented communities in tech. That is their foundation. I often say, like, Career Circle has a soft place in my heart because when they first came to us, they came to us with a full layout of how Career Circle could help our community. It wasn't, I want this type of money from you or this. It was, this is why we feel like we can help your community. And what did they do? They backed that up where I could certify 50 people in my community. They backed that up. So they gave us the funding to make sure that we could certify 50 folks. So we have 25 folks going through right now. And we got about 25 to 30 left that can go through. So those holistic partnerships are really what makes it keep going. And I also want to highlight JP Morgan Chase, because they came on with you and they came on with the summit. We're doing an in-person activation with them where we can do in-person networking.
And that's going to be Atlanta, is that?
Yes, in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes. We haven't confirmed the date yet. You know, don't ignore our emails. You'll get there.
Yes.
but we're doing that as well as a job fair so you can see and talk to recruiters directly. The one thing I tell our partners about connecting our community is I want my people to hear back. You're not going to leave us on red.
Yes.
Even if it's a no, give us that feedback, because as Angelica always says, it's the feedback where you can implement that and you know what people are, what you're missing, so that you can thrive. Because the issue is radio silence. You don't hear anything. You're like, I don't know. And then you get in your head about other things, and it may have been there was a typo on your resume.
And you didn't even, exactly. And not understanding that, you know, a lot of times, I've had this conversation, as you know, in previous years with members, like to have sometimes a difficult conversation and say, listen, it is not always a situation where the trans thing is an issue. It might be that you have mustard on your shirt during the interview. It might be that your resume might be communicating something unintentionally that you don't want it to communicate. So I think it is very important not only to get that feedback, and like you said, because, you know, feedback has always been a conversation, you know, that I have. I am, EC knows, I am huge on feedback, and so much so that I want the feedback too. Listen, me and EC, we don't go to blows or nothing like that. We're not fighting, but EC knows that I'm not no soft nothing. So EC comes at me with some energy, but I ask him for the energy because I'm saying I need to know what's going on. I need to hear the real. I need to be serious about it. Now, you know, keep it cute, you know, because I am, you know, Angelica Ross. But I need strong people. And that's why he's in leadership, because I see him as a strong leader who can say and do what needs to be done, regardless of how difficult it is. There were times when I was coming up with Trans Tech, when I was in the seat, And the work that we were doing was both preparing corporations to have the space prepared for trans and queer people to be able to come into that space and feel safe. But the other part is because we have been so used to the oppression and being locked out the door and not given opportunities, some folks weren't actually ready when the opportunity came up on their table. Like now, hey, we got you an opportunity. And there were times when I personally was up at 2 a.m. in the morning working on someone else's project, fixing somebody's email server because whoever we had hired originally for that position was not ready. And I could not let my name carry that. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to go above and beyond at times to fill that in. But I want you to speak on how we took that information and instead of making it something that was a one and done, you can't work with us no more, whatever, you dropped a job, you didn't do this. That's not who we are. That's not how we work. But we are still a business that needs to build confidence in the business community. So talk to the people about what kind of environment that you've helped create that allows people to have missteps, but also get right back in the game when they're ready.
Yeah, we have a culture of accountability and communication. We want to work with community. So we ask you, tell us what's going on. We had an instance where one of our scholarship recipients had fallen off on their scholarship. So we asked like, hey, what's going on? Come to find out they had spilled water on their laptop and they couldn't log in anymore. Hey, let us know. Send us your address. We're going to send you a computer. Now, had they not communicated, they wouldn't have been able to finish the scholarship. Next thing you know, we're emailing them like, hey, we can't control the access that you have. Like, you're about to lose access. And then the feelings of guilt of, oh, I didn't, but I could have. But simply because they communicated and reached out to the team at TransTech to say, hey, this is my hurdle. This is what's happening. The whole purpose is that you have trans people here because we know.
Right.
Because we know. If you're a scholarship recipient and all of a sudden your housing is insecure and your internet isn't stable, okay, we can hit pause on your scholarship. And we right. can where are you located? Can we connect you with some type of housing resources that are in your area? Why? Because TransTech is global. Y'all say I'm heavy on the Discord, get in the Discord, but I say that because a lot of connections happen in that Discord.
Yes, globally.
Globally. So we have a culture of just say what's going on. You don't got to give us all the details. And it extends to everyone. It's been extended to me. It's been extended to Angelica. It's been extended to the team. There's nobody's exempt from the culture of, hey, I need a minute. Because the reality is when I got that call that my grandmother was about to transition, I told the team, hey, this is what's happening. I know we got to do this, this, and this. But if I'm a little scatterbrained, here's why. And the team was able to pick up the slack. But if I didn't communicate.
And I think that what EC2 is pointing out, that we are not only big on communications, but we're big on accommodation. And that's what's been very key to what EC is saying, is that, listen, we may not have the opportunity. I don't think we have it like that to be able to send everybody a computer. But if we're trying to work with you to complete a goal that is right there in sight, talk to us, because we can help you navigate and figure out what can be your next step to take to get to completion. But it's not about shame, because we understand stuff happens all the time. So much so, I'm about to get very real with y'all for a second. So much so, I need y'all to understand. I had a talk with a member years ago who was letting her habit of smoking marijuana interfere with her showing up for things. And I said to her, I said, listen, sweetie, I don't care if you're high. You answer that phone or you answer that email and you just say, hey, thank you for reaching out. I'm unavailable at the moment. I'll get back to you. Now, they don't know in like 2 hours after you come down or whatever the situation is. I'm getting real here. Listen, we're not shaming people for nothing. We're saying take responsibility for what you need in your accommodations and communicate. Because we got you. We understand all of it. We even understand, we work with, we've collaborated with organizations like HIPS in Washington, D.C. I remember I did a financial literacy course with them. They do needle exchanges. They do all kind of different things. And we are just about that life and just not saying that we're not your drug pusher. We're not telling you this. We want you to do this, this, and that. But whatever circumstance you're in, we don't want you to feel like that's going to be a big barrier to you having the life that you deserve and that you want. We want you to understand that anything that you're willing to work for, you can have. Now, we have to understand that work add up just like money sometimes, you know, where it's like this. If I got a savings account and I go put $2 in it, and then about a month later, I go put $2 more in it, well, ain't been enough that it has happened between those 30 days of me only putting $2 in. But if I'm willing to put in $1 each day, then I got $30 at the end of that month. Same thing when it comes to the hours. If we as TransTech are giving you access to LinkedIn Learning and you need to learn 3D modeling or iWorks or PowerPoint presentation or bookkeeping, QuickBooks, whatever it might be, usually underneath the video, it has like a time thing that says, you know, this whole course is like, many times the whole course is 8 hours for you to up your skill into something else, 8 hours. So then you think to yourself, well, let me break that 8 hours down. How ambitious do I want to be about it? Or how much time do I have? But either way, looking at that as not, I haven't completed this thing yet, so I'm failing. No. It's just you haven't completed it yet. And we are here to push you to complete those goals so that you can gain real opportunities at will. Exactly. So I want to ask you also, because you had a great YouTube reel that I reposted where you were like tapping on the camera. And you were like, stop thinking that you have, what is it? You don't need to know coding to be in the tech. So can you break down what you were saying there just around, because we always been talking about how we need to remove the elitism out of tech. And that when I say tech, we are talking about so much more than coding.
Yeah, so I was actually at a conference, a tech conference, and I was sitting and listening to people talk about how to get into tech. And they just kept talking about college, about how college was so great for them. Now, I'm not going to sit here and shame college. I went to college. I got my bachelor's degree, but I went to a for-profit
university. I'm glad you did, because I don't got a bachelor's degree.
Listen, I went to a for-profit university that is now bankrupt, all right? I hope they forgive my student loans. But I say all that to say that they kept pushing it, and I'm like, I'm talking to these people, and none of them are talking about a college degree. They're talking about certifications. And that type of language and communication is exactly what keeps our community out of tech. Absolutely. Because of the accessibility to college. And it's not college. A lot of people in tech stacks at different companies are all different.
Let me just jump in here for a second and just say, and y'all know I'm radical, so be ready. But the thing is that you have to understand, for decades, there have been white people lying about their credentials and using the strength of their whiteness to walk in and convince somebody that they know something and that they're the right person for the job. So let me take that example and tell you how that can work for you too. There using the fact that people, our society, gives way too much credit to whiteness without any kind of confirmation, credentialing, or anything else. So they were walking in on that was how they were going to convince them, without a degree, that they were the right person for the job. So the way that you convince them that you are the right person with the job, when you ain't white, when you ain't straight, you know, when you ain't all them things, is you have to know what you're talking about. You have to become an authority. I don't want you to be in a place where you're wondering and hoping someone will take a chance on you. No, I want you to get to a place where you understand, I know so much what the hell I'm talking about that I get to choose which company I want to work for. I get to choose which opportunity I want to take. But you don't even have to talk about college if the proof is in the pudding. Once I taste it and I'm like, oh, that tastes like success. That tastes like you know what you're doing with that. So let me tell you something. If I'm sitting here trying to eat a gourmet meal, if you can cook a gourmet meal, I'm not going to be asking about what college you went to. I'm just going to be saying, this tastes really good. So please understand what we're saying here is that we're not downplaying college. We're not downplaying education. And in fact, we're saying education actually is the key. But what we're saying is, and what I say, there's going to be a free web course that I'm going to be launching at MissRoss.com called the Personal PhD. And we have an acronym called SILK. And it's S for having a spiritual foundation, I for having intrinsic value, L for understanding your life condition and how you can actually control that and actually turn your life condition up when it's feeling down or negative and all those different things. And the C, I spell SILK with a C because I can. The C stands for curate your own curriculum. That's how important that is. It's a pillar to me because I'm here, done a whole bunch of stuff in the world. Talked to presidents, vice presidents, board, CEOs, Google, everybody, and ain't got a degree to my name. But you know what I do got? I have a master's degree in Miss Ross and a doctorate now in Miss Ross. So what I'm trying to tell you is I can help you. This is a little bit outside the tech. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they still holding down the tech conversation. I'm moving into a spiritual space. You understand what I'm saying? Because I also believe that we have been robbed as queer and trans people of spiritual space and authority. And that there's so many religious things that have taken ownership over something that they can't take ownership over. Every single one of us has. Now, listen, don't get caught up on the language. Don't get caught up on spirit, soul. Let's say battery. Y'all know the iPhone got a battery. Yeah, no. Let's say battery. So I just want you to be able to have language, to be able to speak to your battery and say, oh, God, it's on 1%. How do I get up to at least 30 right now? I may not get up to 100, but how do I get to 50? Either way, it's just knowing that that's there. We know there are times when we have low energy. I don't really want to do nothing right now. I'm not feeling it. Or there are times when we have all the energy in the world. But instead of feeling like you have to be at the whims of your chemistry, I can teach you how to take control of that. And it's possible. It may not happen overnight. But this is what we're saying is the education is up to you. You can put the pieces together and we can help you. So, EC, talk to me about some of the success stories. Like, what are some of the, like, and also let me make sure, because my podcast, we kind of be going on sometimes, but I know we're doing a live session here. So how much time do we actually got?
We got time.
Okay, good. We got time. So can you talk to me about some of our success stories?
Yeah. I want to highlight a success story. If y'all saw Not Your Token, Hire More Than One of Us panel, just to what you said, those participants did not have experience in user research and UX design or the programs that they were going to be working on. And they went in with Hinge, which we had a partnership with, and it was a holistic partnership. They invested in the organization, and all of those participants, the ones that did 8 weeks online and the ones that went into New York City later, were all paid.
That's amazing.
Equitably. It was like $75 an hour. Like,
yes, no minimum wage here. No minimum wage.
People were paid well to go in and learn and provide their insight and share their lived experience. And just, they had emailed me about the New York experience, and they were like, hey, we reached out to some folks, but everybody doesn't live in New York. Do you have any other folks? And I was like, of course, I know some other folks in New York City that's trans that can answer some questions on dating. No problem. And I didn't know where it went from there. You know, like when you work with a partner, you send over the emails, tell them Trans Tech sent you. And absolutely. I just, you know, I wait to hear, you know, if I don't hear anything, it's a good thing. That means people responded and it went well. But then,
no news is good news sometimes. Yeah.
No news is great news sometimes. And then I follow our former CAB member, our CAB alum, Nikita Washington, on Instagram, and I saw the picture. And it was her, it was B Hawk. A lot of our presenters at the summit, there was Sade was in there, we had Ray, we had TJ, and it was just like that's it. Like, that's it. Because not only did we give community members an opportunity to learn a new skill in tech, we also provided the overarching society a business that wanted to know more about trans people. We were able to give them that, and not for a $25 Amazon gift card. Like,
you mean the girls were valued? Okay.
Listen, they saw the value in our knowledge and in our experience. So for me, that's one of our success stories. And our graduates from GROW, our Google certified members, Petra certified. I think we just got one other member certified in cybersecurity. When I talked to Career Circle the other day, they said somebody else had got certified. So
I saw someone post on social media that they had just finished the certification. Like, that is, for me, it just means so much, because I think sometimes the delay that we've experienced and that some of our members have experienced is really understanding that the opportunities are there, you know what I'm saying, and that they're available. And how to access them where it's not something that they need to have everything perfect for. You know what I mean? Like, and what I loved most too about the Hinge situation is that, you know, I think I had said something at one point, but it was like after, it had nothing to do with what y'all was doing. But that, but you know, I was on Hinge swiping a little bit, you know, doing a little, and actually I must say, now let me just say this to all the folks out there who I might have swiped with on Hinge. Just know that, like, I did have a great experience on Hinge. I just got so busy, you know, with life and things like that, that dating hasn't been like a priority for me right now. So I haven't been able to engage. But what I saw online was kind of a tussle with the TERFs and other apps that were welcoming, you know, trans people into their app. And you could see that there was this direct attack on our community, especially with trans women, where the TERFs were like, y'all don't belong in our apps and blah, blah, blah. So when I saw Hinge doing all that, I was just like, and working with us and doing this, I was like, well, girl, I'm not going to need to go where I'm not welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me go over here where they willing to do a few things. Okay, so before we get up out of here, I want to ask you too, talk to the people how, because we just talked about how Trans Tech has definitely been able to make an impact on the community. I have two questions for you. One, the first question I'll ask is, like, how has Trans Tech made an impact on your life?
Ooh, my life has changed drastically since we met, Angelica. So Trans Tech has impacted my life from the community aspect. I didn't see a lot of trans people in tech. So when I saw Angelica and Araya Lester down here in Miami, for me, it was like, oh, wow, okay. There's other people that are like me. And at that time, I was stealth. So I wasn't really open about being trans. And so for me, the community and the empowerment, I was able to scale my business. I did not see this as the path of necessarily running.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't even know. Not only did you not see it, what was so wild that you didn't see it. And y'all, this is how this happened. So come for me if you want to, whatever the case is. But it wasn't really fully my decision. It wasn't like I said, EC, I want you to be the executive director.
Can we be honest?
Yeah.
You wanted somebody else. Like, we had all agreed on somebody else.
We did. And then we found out when we had got that person in, because they were doing and working with some major people and they had sold us on what they could do and then end up not doing nothing. And we were the ones still carrying the weight of doing the things. So luckily we ended that quick and was like, okay, that's gotta stop. But it was like, you know, I knew what I wanted was to pass the baton. And we weren't, what we did was we put up a posting, you know, to look for the next ED. And as we were looking for that person and interviewing that person, whatever, and then, you know, Ronnie, who works to help us work on our marketing, we had other team members, Mateo, we had, you know, a team of people, and folks were just like, what about EC? And I was like, and what happened was, is that this was a moment where a couple things came together. So this is, again, why you must continually prepare yourself for opportunities, because you never know when someone's going to say, what about you? And so in that moment, EC had to turn that light on, because I'm still executive director. So you're going to have to convince me, honey. You know what I mean? Just meaning like, okay, yeah, here you are. But okay, do you want this job? What does this mean to you? And blah, blah, blah. You know, so it wasn't the immediate choice. But what I love about it was the community choice. The community said the way that you were showing up was what they wanted to see. And not to mention the conversation you and I had just about the distance between where you were then and where you wanted to be as a leader. And that this job was going to help you step into that space of being more open and not stealth, being involved in community and, you know, and all these different things. So like, what I tell people is, when we are looking for solutions to any situation, the best solutions come from within, the best ones. So, you know, I had to learn a lesson for a second when we looked out, but it was just because I was doing what we do, is put out a job listing for the things and look for somebody to come in, you know.
But in your, like, but not, I'm not gonna say in your defense, but that at that time there was a cab, and that's all. No, nobody on that cab was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. We was all like, no, we'll find somebody. We gonna stay right here.
Yeah, we had a huge team of people who were helping us make these decisions. And so it wasn't like, that wasn't the suggestion at first. After we started looking and we're seeing what other people were offering to the table, we were like, but that isn't even the heart. And it's not the heart that we want in the work that we're looking for.
Because let's talk about it, Angelica. The nonprofit industrial complex, I don't know any nonprofit that runs like us, that treats their staff like us. None of it. Staff, what do we have?
And that's because we have been extremely mindful about how we engage with our community. Listen, I'm going to be the first person to tell you that volunteering is important. It's a part of a piece of how you build skills that you might not already have and get opportunities that you might not yet be qualified for. But because our community has been taken advantage of by organizations and having us volunteering for many things that have nothing to do with freeing us too, that folks have gotten, you know, a little shaky around what does that mean to do these things? But so we're not paying, you know, but we told ourselves, even with myself, like, and we, it took us a minute. I had to stop working before even I brought you on. I had to stop working full time in a way because I had to start respecting myself and my time and my value and saying, girl, you've been doing this for 7-8 years. You know, you've been doing this for a few years. You can't keep doing this for free because you're not valuing yourself and respecting yourself at the same time. So there, in some instances, volunteering is very valuable, but we said to ourselves that we weren't going to engage too much with community until we had the resources to bring them on, because we know what perceptions look like if you're working at an Angelica Ross founded company, even though I don't have the personal money to put into it. And our organization has been kind of negatively affected by people thinking I'm a celebrity with money and got it. And so we don't need the grant funding as much as other organizations do. I'm still a Black trans woman.
And I'm going to say it because Angelica won't. How many Black trans women do you know of her status that have a nonprofit organization and still come back to community? She won't say it, but I will. There's not there. You name me one that has an organization that comes back to community, that is about community, that stands with community and providing us real resources.
Celebrity, because we got the girls who are always putting together whatever they got to put together. You know what I'm saying? Like you got like even like Hosea, like, you know, folks think it's like this beautiful, brilliant Black woman has created her Allow Me, you know, organization. And just because she's not HRC, y'all don't want to give folks their credit for the work that they're doing. So then she has to work, like many of us, multiple jobs just to serve who we're trying to serve. So just know that the state of life I'm in, to have been able to found Trans Tech, and to have never been a budget line item, and to have it where my cup overflowing, because even though the world is not valuing me like I know they should, I know my value. And EC knows, just like with me being here at the Transform the Boat with NCTE, they didn't pay me to be here. This was an opportunity for me to give more visibility for our community, to understand the importance of transforming the vote, and to give Trans Tech some more visibility and tell them that the summit was going on at the same time. So what I say that to understand that sometimes when I walk into a space looking like this, folks think that somebody paid me, and they think that they paid for my Black car and for my makeup and for my hair and for my wardrobe. I need you to know, even when GLAAD did the Black Queer Creative Summit, and they called me up and asked if I would speak at the summit, and they said, listen, we're not paying anybody. We're just covering, you know, accommodations. I said, yes. Why? When I say no opportunity wasted, that comes from becoming the type of person who can actually recognize an opportunity when there is one. The opportunity is not always a check. And you have to, no matter what state of life you're in, be aware of that so that you understand I'm the value. Me showing up in front of the Capitol, I am the check. And I know it. So no, you don't have to pay me, just value me. Just show me that you value me. And I do that for so many organizations throughout the year. Trans Tech is obviously one that I don't charge when I'm trying to do certain things, but it's only so much I can do. And I just, if more of us were doing that, then no one of us have to ever feel burnt out but I know so many of us feel burnt out by the work that we do, because some of us who could don't. So, one thing that is very biblical is that when it comes to offerings, usually it's people with the least that give the most. I want you to develop into the type of people who always have a heart of offering, that understands that if I'm talking to JP Morgan Chase, we love you, JCP Morgan Chase, it's going to be a light, nice fee. I love you because I know y'all have the budget, the privilege, the access, the company brand that has been successful for all this time. And that you have the will to want to partner with someone like me. So we're going to make that partnership valuable. But sometimes to these other organizations where I know that they don't have the $50,000 to pay Angelica Ross. Yeah, that's what the fee is. It's okay. But just saying, when you know that, that's when I get to say, the client doesn't get to tell you the price. Nah, baby, it's 250. It's a thousand, baby. No, baby, you want that? It's a thousand. It's 500, sweetie. You know, whatever, you set the price. And if they really cute, and you want to drop the price a little bit, that's your business. I know I'm getting off track, so I'm just gonna bring it back. But I'm just saying, when it comes to knowing your value and setting that value, understand. The best way to make the most out of an opportunity is being able to see and know what an opportunity is. And to do that, you have to know that to think long term instead of short term. And I know short term, you might be hungry. I know short term, you might have some needs right now. But one of my friends who passed away, Nikki Irigus Lloyd, who was an amazing trans advocate in Texas. She would always wear these big American flags. She had her fiery red hair. She did so much for the movement. And she told me, she said, Angelica, you have to realize some days chicken, some days feathers, and be okay. And I tell you, I have never forgotten it. Thank you, Nikki Irigus Lloyd. Because if you can not freak out and hold on to yourself knowing that, ooh, today, we doing some sauce on some feathers. We don't got the chicken today. We don't got the whole chicken. But I'm going to be all right. When you do that, then you start to realize what Kanye West was saying. I don't mean to bring up folks that be problematic, but listen. Kanye West said, even when the money low, even if the money low, you can't pay me. You. Caitlyn Jenner. I don't care how much money you got. You, sweetie, no matter, I could be on my last nickel.
We TransTech will never take that money.
I digress. Anyway, so this has been an amazing, amazing conversation, an amazing weekend. Before we go, talk to people about, because I think sometimes my biggest confusion I see with people is understanding the full grasp of what TransTech is, because I feel like even within our name, TransTech, sometimes our queer brothers and sisters or whatever, and even our allies don't understand and realize they belong in our community. It's just that you have to have one fact straight. And that's what we center is what's in the name. But we have these resources and we understand that when barriers are removed and when accessibility is made more reachable, then it is that much easier for someone who isn't trans and who doesn't have those barriers, who English is not their first language, who doesn't have certain documentation, who might not have certain credentials or what have you. If we remove those barriers, then everybody will be able to benefit from this environment. But can you give, just before we go, talk to the people about not only what TransTech is for our community, talk about how we as TransTech actually need them. We need you to actually come into your fullness of your skills.
Yeah. So trans tech is a possibility model. Trans tech is a community. Trans tech is removing barriers. Trans tech is for everybody. It really is. Tech is what they like to call the good white boys club. That's and when I talk to these tech heads, they're like, we need somebody else.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it's simply because the tech's not working. Tech doesn't work if it's not diverse. It doesn't work for everybody. You ever put your hand underneath the sink and you got a little bit of melanin and you got to wave it 3-4 times before the water come on?
Or think about even that chat GPT. Girl, if the input ain't right, then the output ain't going to be that great. The technology ain't going to be great either. So it's got to be what you're putting into it.
It got to be. It's all that. And we need community because tech is looking for us. And as Angelica says, we have to be ready for that opportunity. There have been times with our members, I love y'all, and I've reached out for y'all for an opportunity. And y'all are like, yes, I'm good. I could do it. And then it's radio silence. And then months later, it's, hey, this happened. And it's like, I don't have that opportunity anymore. Because now it's months later. So we need you to be communicative. But in that same vein, there are opportunities where I saw in the Not Your Token chat how so many people were like, I would have loved an opportunity like that. You know, we emailed everybody. We sent out applications.
Right.
We interviewed folks. There was an entire thing. Mm-hmm. So you got to be ready for that opportunity.
Well, and let me also throw this in there. Not just ready for the opportunity, but this is the other thing. We cannot get cishet folks and the rest of the society to support our community if we're not supporting our community. The fact that trans tech has been around for 10 years and the girls aren't doing drag benefits, you know, we're not the, it gets better. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not on the level of getting the sort of people who come to our aid to do all these things, but on the low level, all our community's not even following the work that TransTech is doing, following the Facebook page, following the Instagram, the email to even know that we have these opportunities available. So don't just join the community, get connected and engage with our socials, with our things, because that's where EC and the team is hosting a lot of our opportunities. Yes, they do. They go to the email list usually first because they need to make sure that our members are the first ones to get the things. So, but by the time we reach out to social media, that's now working out to everybody and we're saying, okay, you know how many times I had people come up to me and told me a month after I finished on Broadway, I didn't know you was on Broadway. Now, I get it. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody. But you know, what I'm saying is that first Black trans woman to be on Broadway, to that leads Trans Tech then creates a Trans Tech Day on Broadway. And let me correct me if I'm right, pays for our members to attend the Broadway show?
Yeah, we pay for the tickets. So they came, but they had a free networking session beforehand. We paid for the tickets and we paid for a drink voucher so that they could experience the theater and not just be in the theater. And then we had the largest talk back to the date for that theater. Me, you, and Hope Giselle. And Hope Giselle will be up on the summit later, y'all. So
yes,
stay absolutely tuned.
So, yes. So, like, you know, it is. I just blanked out.
Trans Tech Day of Chicago. How Trans Tech funded for Trans Tech members to see you.
So what I'm saying is I'm saying there's a gradient of this experience where I was on Pose first season. It took about a season for the community to even come along and check in. Some of them, a lot of us Black, queer, and trans people, we were there. It was a lot of the RuPaul Drag Race white twinks and a lot of them that just wasn't, they weren't seeing us at all because it wasn't speaking to them. But all of a sudden they were stealing all the ballroom language. I digress. What I'm saying is, you know, I would like to have mainstream support and things like that or whatever. But what means more to me is to have my community. And I hope that you all have seen that because I don't care what Hollywood privilege or what anything that I've ever had access to, you don't get to buy my silence. You don't get to buy my power when I'm a powerful person in not just trans community, but Black community and all kind of movement. And you want to buy my silence with a contract or with a job and thinking that because I have privilege, I'm not going to speak up on anything. No, but when you understand that because of that, because I do things that way, that means I'm risking. I don't have the same support as Scarlett Johansson or whoever else that might be shutting the hell up and just doing the job. So the very least thing that I need you to do is pay attention. Just pay attention. You don't even have to hit like. I would like it if you liked. I would like it if you shared. You know what I mean? But the very least, pay attention to the work that's going on because not everybody, like EC said, is doing that kind of work. And this ain't the thing where I'm telling you, give us your support and money so I can go live a great life. We have so many services that are for the community. This ain't about us getting our pockets fat. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not always about, and this is one of the biggest things I want people to understand, the job market, the political policies. All of those things are really big, great barriers, but they are nothing in compared to our power as a community. Nothing. So we can be aware of those things that are going on, but just know that that will not stop us. That will not stop our movement if we stick together, if we hold each other accountable so that we are all doing our best. And when you are not doing your best, know it's okay for your brother or sister to call you out or sit nibbling to call you out and say, baby, you're not doing your best. That wasn't great. And I take it personal because I want you to do the same for me. Anything else before we go, EC? We didn't talk for a whole hour. Sorry if I ran over time. I just really enjoyed this conversation.
No, we didn't run over time. We haven't run over time. We set time for
Q&A. Do we have questions? Great.
Yeah, we set time aside for Q&A. I think we covered everything. Thank you for having me. No opportunity wasted. And to what you said, when I took this over, Angelica noticed there wasn't a whole bunch. There wasn't programs. There wasn't a whole bunch of money.
We had Grow, and that Grow at first started just because I wasn't working in the pandemic, and I was running the Grow sessions, but it wasn't funding. It wasn't until when EC came on that got connected with Google, and we got.
So when you say like, if you're ready, I want to just implore everyone. I'm a big universe, and everything is intentional, and the time is intentional, and when things happen are intentional. If your purpose and your reasoning is pure, it will come. And I'm saying that from experience of that first conversation with Google. They told me write a program for $25,000. They ended up funding us for 3 years at six figures. So what I'm telling you is I'm not telling you on some, I don't know. I know. I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Mostly, I want to say thank you for not dropping my baby. Thank you for not dropping my baby because I care so much about my baby that I had. I had this baby. And my baby needed a good father. So thank you for being my baby daddy.
Oh, God.
The Trans Tech Summit. And taking care of our community, you know, I have to tell you all, listen, EC, the biggest issue that I had trying to find someone to take my spot was trying to find someone who had the same heart to serve the community and not just was looking for money, not was just looking for a job, not whatever position, fame, whatever it is. Like, I needed to know that your heart was in the right place. And I found out that it was in the right place from years of you volunteering first and not getting paid. And it's not that, again, because you, like I said before, was never trying to enroll people into work without paying them. But you offered yourself. And because you took that opportunity to offer yourself, you organically turned into the solution that TransTech needed. So thank you so much for doing that, AC. Thank you for showing up now. And then, and I can't wait to see what you are going to do with the future. Is there any kind of hope for the future that you have for TransTech?
I hope for us to get to a fully hybrid experience. I hope for the TransTech Summit to start traveling, where we're stateside 1 year and 1 year we're abroad, because we're Absolutely. A global organization. Yes. But never losing the virtual aspect, because I'm seeing just how much that accessibility for neurodivergent folks, for folks with different disabilities, of being able to tap in and tap out when they need to. I'm an introvert. A lot of what Angelica just said of like not wanting to fame, not wanting all of that, and like the pressure of standing next to her, like she'd be having to push me on some, EC, I need you to do more. And I'm like, come on now. She's like,
I know. I'm sorry. I know I've been pushing because I'm like, EC, I know that executive director, I know, is your zhuzh, but we're leading the community in a way that, especially as Black trans women, we out here, we saying things or whatever, but as Black trans men, you in position. You're already there. I just need you to show, and you're showing up for a community. You're doing that. What I wanted you to do was shine your light on the rest of the world.
Yeah, so, you know.
Thank you for doing that.
We got any
questions? Do we have any questions from anybody?
How long? I've been the ED since October 2020. I came in as interim. I told Angelica I didn't know what I was doing for real, so give me to the summit. We was going to do 6 months. By like Christmas, you were like, can we just drop this intern? I think it was by like Christmas. You were
and,
like,
and I have to admit, even just that you were willing to do that and that I was willing to do that, meaning this is what it looks like when you're trying to hire people and community, especially into a position that may not have the traditional things for that position. Okay, hold up. Okay, well, let's see what you do with 6 months. And maybe you might not be able to do 6 months because everybody got that kind of space. So let's try three. Let's do 60, 90 days, whatever it is. But it's just still given a chance. And with that chance, you took it and ran with it.
I've been running ever since.
Baby. Take a break, though. Take a break whenever you can. And I'm so glad that I see you at times. I'm so sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Yeah.
And hope that like those aren't the only times, you know, because a lot of times for us as a community, the only times we sometimes get the rest is when we are going to a funeral for family, community, different things or whatever. But we deserve also to rest on beaches.
Oh, listen, the trans tech culture is real radical. If my team says today's not a day, I say what tasks need to be complete, log off. I also, if I wake up and today's not a day, I'm like, y'all know I live in Florida. I'm going to the beach. I'll talk to y'all later.
Because that's the freedom. But that's the freedom that technology can actually give you when you don't always have to be traditional into a brick and mortar situation. So any other questions?
Strategies, grow.
Yeah. So, grow, especially with trans tech, you know, gaining real opportunities at will. It's a community. And so when we talk about strategies for personal professional development, you have to understand, like, not only as entrepreneurs or business people, a company has a board of directors. We also usually have, like, what we have is a community advisory board as well, where that informs what we're doing. But when you also, let's say me, I don't work for nobody but Angelica Ross, you get me? But I still need a board of people I trust who can help me see my spots that I don't see, who can trust, who I can trust to tell me honestly if I'm making any sort of missteps or whatever. So part of that is building a team that you trust that's not going to just tell you what you want to hear. And that's going to tell you, actually, that's not as great as you think it is. That point didn't really land that way that you thought it did or what have you. So one is just building that. Also, you know, for professional development, I think one thing that technology has taught us and showed us is that the tech is constantly changing. So, baby, that one class you went to once upon a time, you're going to have to freshen that one up, because you're going to have to stay what we call continuing education if you want to be competitive. You got to stay on the edge of what's being known. So that is in soft skills as well as hard skills. So for me, it's always understanding that I could be learning and learning more, that I've never arrived and known everything. And it's also understanding that none of this, nobody is successful on their own. Nobody, nobody, nobody. I did a lot of things and no one else was there. But there were times when people were. There were times when, whether it was a couch to sleep on, whether it was a hot meal, whether it was a loan, whether it was an educational opportunity or a job. Anyway, another question, sorry.
What has been the highlight of your year at TransTech thus far? This year, I would say the Hinge Project, and I'm gonna announce here, y'all will be the first to know, we are going to be providing Education X to our members in a couple of months. Education X is a platform that provides certifications from Harvard Business School and different universities online. So we are working with the Education X reps now to get that done and completed. So that'll be something that we are providing to our members. So for me, that's really exciting because I push certifications. And my goal with TransTech is I want to be able to certify, get us up to be able to certify 500 people a year. So that's what I'm excited for. That's the highlight for
me. Amazing. Wow. Well, again, I am going to be, obviously, you know, I'm your right-hand girl. So, like, you know, we in this together, we in this thick together. Thank you so much for taking on the bulk of things and the load of things so that, you know, we could clarify what our position is to our community without, you know, folks feeling any kind of thing about my celebrity or whatever that case is, but just know that you continue to tell people the reality of this situation is also TransTech is kind of, I would say it's a opportunity sometimes to eventually maybe have some, you know, personal or different type of engagement with me, like Angelica Ross. But what happens is that TransTech is making sure that you're able to show up for the opportunities before you have an opportunity to speak with me. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, just know that being a part of our community will organically put you in the same spaces as me, because I'm not going nowhere.
Listen, Angelica asks me all the time, hey, I need this done, I need that done. And it pains me sometimes where I'm like, this person didn't show up for me, so I don't want to chance it and throw them over here, and then it's really a thing. So, like, the opportunities are there.
They do be there. Because I'm going to be looking for production assistance soon in Atlanta. So, but I will be going through TransTech and seeing, like, okay, who knows what, because y'all are helping us to make sure that people can clearly communicate what their skills are and what they can do. Get on board, everybody.
Get on board.
One more question?
Yeah.
What is the best advice for someone who will set to own multiple businesses such as yourself? Oh, yes. How do you manage them all and have the courage to do so? Okay. Yes. Okay. So, biggest lesson I've learned. There was a person who I'm just only not saying their name just for like privacy reasons, but basically there was a person who was inspired by me. They said they was inspired by me. They followed my music. They followed just like when I had Mizen Studios, I had my website. I was doing graphic design. I was doing music. I was doing photo retouch. I was doing all these different things. And then I saw them coming up and they were doing all of these different things, but they weren't doing them well. And it was because they didn't have the resources to do them well. It wasn't that they weren't talented. They just didn't have the resources to be a media company, to be this and this and that they say it that they were. And so in business, we have a term called MVP, minimal viable product. So every business that you start has to start on the most minimal level possible until you make money. I'm going to tell you a secret, and I'm going to tell you how it is right now. Even as I do my podcast, No Opportunity Wasted. First of all, I think it looks great. I think it looks good. I think the conversations we're having is wonderful. I think we're doing a great job. It could be better. I could have, because the situation is, I'm editing every episode, the video and the audio. I'm doing the IG reels and doing all the different things. I'm setting up my teleprompter, my lights, my camera. I'm doing all of that. Why? Not because I think I'm Tyler Perry and want to be written, directed by, and do every job. No, no. It's a situation where I just don't have it. And I know that when people want to work with me or want to do something with me, there's already a connotation that I got money or I got this, that, and the third. So I'm like, until that business can hold, can have a budget to bring other people, it has to operate at the most minimal level. And so I don't, I've had to build different businesses in order for me to stay liquidated. So, from me doing consulting, speaking engagements, acting, cameos, music, live performances, the podcast, whatever it is, I just have to keep a plate and a juggle that says nothing can continue unless I can afford to continue it. And you have to just be okay with that and understand that business builds over time. So don't feel any kind of way if your business is not where it needs to be. It takes many businesses, many years to get above the red. But I will say this, if you are doing multiple businesses, I think there's a difference between someone who is multi-hyphenate and someone who is spread thin. So with being multi-hyphenate, you're actor, singer, dancer, this and that, then it all just works as far as what comes up. But if you're doing businesses and they have different focuses, I am going to encourage you to focus on one business. I know it sounds different coming from me, but I'm going to tell you right now, until you get to a place where you're growing and want to now start a second business, I'm going to tell you right now where I don't see if I saw like a toothpick or a razor to shave, razors, selling razors, meaning toilet paper, laundry detergent, whatever. It may not seem like a fancy business or whatever the case is, but it's something that people need. There's a supply and a demand for it. So if you focus on having the best toilet paper or the best seasoning salt or the best whatever, then you can be wildly successful at focusing on that one thing. Post-it notes. Post-it notes. Do you know someone is rich off post-it notes? And now there's a digital version. There's all kinds of different things, right? But when you focus on one thing, that's where your success is going to come. For me, it has to do with like kind of communication. So it kind of spreads out a little bit for me in those things. But I still have to tell myself, girl, you might have to pull back a little bit.
Are we good with the questions, moderator?
All right.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for being someone who was prepared and ready for this opportunity. Thank and who has been making the most of that opportunity.
Thank you for accepting my invite. I appreciate it. I love when I can get some time for you to come back and just chop it up with you and chop it up with TransTech, because you really built a great community over here that, you know, of course they love you. They love tech. And, you know, it's like a little camp. So, you know, I'm the baby daddy, but they looking for mama. Like,
they looking for mama, right? Mama gonna come through too. Mama gonna come through too. Listen, you know, you're like, we'll talk about it, but you know what the situations are. But yes, yeah, so, you know, mama's gonna come through when she can come through. But I just know that even when I'm not there physically, I am definitely there always to amplify the work that we're doing. And you know that.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Thank you, everybody. I want you to enjoy the rest of the summit. Connect. Take this opportunity to connect with each other, make friends across the world, but also make sure you reach out and get your resume seen by some of these folks.
That part. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you at Voices of the South, y'all.
Bye, everybody. All right. Thank you so much, EC, for joining me and having this smash up with the podcast and the TransTech Summit live. I just want to drop one seed of Buddhism before I go, because listen, I'm actually running late. I'm going on a date tonight. I've been, you know, I have to tell y'all about that a little bit later. But I just wanted to say that this Buddhism, Nichiren Buddhism, and as you can see, even with me doing this podcast, one of the core principles is dialogue. And basically, we say that the voice does the Buddha's work. And that's in the record of the orally transmitted teachings, page 4. That's why we should regard each phone conversation and face-to-face conversation as part of our Buddhist practice to connect people to Buddhism and accumulate good fortune in our own lives. All right, y'all. So listen, let the voice do the work. Find an opportunity this week to share wisdom. How about that? As you learn this Buddhist philosophy that I'm sharing with you, you know, maybe you Google a little bit, maybe something hits you, something calls to you, share that with somebody. Or again, just use your voice to speak up for humanity, for world peace. See you next week.